is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Chinese influence peddling around the world. We're looking especially at the European Union. We welcome Teresa Fallon, director of the Center for Russia, Europe, Asia Studies. Teresa, the European Union vote is coming up within days. A very significant direction for the European Union, given that there's a war in Europe right now. And there's also the question about what to be done without Russian energy indefinitely. And how about trading with Germany? And then an aide to Maximilian Kra, a candidate for the European Union Parliament, who is associated with the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. What is AfD? Who is Maximilian Kra? And what does this arrest mean for the EU and even for Germany? Good evening to you, Teresa.
Hello, John. Hello, Gordon. Great to be with you. Happy May Day from Brussels. It has been such a busy week for spy eruptions across Europe, but Maximilian Kra really captured everyone's attention. The far-right party AfD has really moved up the polls from 1% to now 20%. So there are great concerns in the European Parliament that they would have a larger stake and that they could really shape European policy. They tend to be more pro-Russia and pro-China. And so this case erupted just shortly after Chancellor Scholz's visit to Beijing. After his return, several people were arrested, but Maximilian Kra's story really stood out. His assistant is both a Chinese citizen and a German citizen, but he was with him at the European Parliament, and they have seen documents where we could see Kra's votes, and they were kind of blocking various issues on Taiwan, for example, or statements about Xinjiang. So his position seemed to be very anti all the positions that within the European Parliament trying to support Taiwan or clarify forced labor in Xinjiang. He tended to oppose these positions and votes across the European Parliament. So there's been closer examination of what his positions were before the arrest of his assistant.
And does his arrest in some fashion influence decision-making about AfD back in Germany?
Well, he is the top person on the candidate roll. And the second person listed is actually in trouble now with espionage, questions about espionage for Russia or taking bribes. I think it was about 20,000 euro he's suspected of taking. They have tapes of him where you can actually hear the money being counted. So it looks like the AfD is in a bit of trouble. It will be interesting to see if people will still vote for him considering these espionage issues. But it's a very concerning period of elections in Europe, especially June, and we will see how these recent spy allegations impact the elections across the board in Europe.
Gordon, we're looking just at the European Union, but I believe from the general reading, this pattern is repeated around the world, no matter what the country, including perhaps our friends in the Five Eyes. Is that correct, Gordon? China's influence, Russia's influence is everywhere for peddling.
Well, certainly. We've talked to Charles Burton about Canada. New Zealand certainly has been a target of China's influence operations. They're now working on Australia. We've had the arrest in the UK in the last week or so, spying for China. So this seems to be pervasive. And it's across Europe as well, as we see in the far-right parties, especially Viktor Orban, who is prime minister in Hungary. This is extreme concern.
You have a question for Teresa.
Teresa, we know that China and Russia are very friendly in a geopolitical way. Do people who spy for China also spy for Russia, or is just these are two separate operations in Europe?
That's a fantastic question. And this has been the big issue for many people trying to study this. It's very difficult to get the information only using open source information. But we're seeing in the past, people perceived that there was like a parallel. But now we're seeing connections where they're using the old Soviet connections from Russia, that the Chinese are using the same types of contacts. And recently in Belgium, it became uncovered a Chinese influence activity with a Belgian MP, or I should say senator, excuse me. And they have discovered just recently that his MSS, his Ministry of State Security handler, was also dealing with other people with the AFD. And then there was a crossover with Russian spies as well. So European AFD candidates and far-right candidates in Belgium were being handled by the same MSS. John Wu was his name, coming out of Zhejiang in China. But this is a very key piece of information where we can see an intersection now between Russia and China espionage. And I think that that's a big breakthrough, because in the past, no one could really find out for certain. But there's been a whole cache of phone messages, and they've been published. And it's, I think, also to give a shout out to some publications that are covering this. Jamestown recently wrote a piece about this kind of China-Russia intersection in espionage. So I think that this is an important discovery. And there's been long speculation about it, but it's been very, very difficult to prove.
Teresa, you've watched the European Parliament for many years. I've just recently educated myself about how it works. Is this something new to the European Parliament, that China would try to penetrate its membership, even as aids to its membership, Russia too? Or is this a longstanding trouble?
Well, I think that there's been a lack of understanding about China's influence and interference methods. Many people aren't very familiar with China's United Front Work activity, but we have seen more connections now. And I think that the public needs to be educated more about this. And I think that it's the first time we've really seen an MEP's assistant arrested for espionage. There have been some kind of look the other way, or we won't renew your visa when it comes time to have it renewed. So there have been kind of quiet aspects. But in Belgium, they haven't updated their espionage laws since 1867. So there's very little to lose by having so many spies. And I believe it was Nigel Inkster from MI6 stated that there are about 250 spies in Brussels compared to 200 Russian spies in Brussels. So Brussels is just teeming with Chinese spies, but there really are no laws against that. So it's really, you know, they have so much to gain and very little to lose. And so it'll be interesting, because under German law, it's far more strict. So since he was living in Dresden, this Chinese assistant, he also had an apartment in Dresden, because his boss was an MEP. So he had his local constituency in Dresden and also would be in Brussels. So he will be tried under German law, which I understand is far more strict.
Gordon, just the final 30 seconds. Is Washington aware of these stories, or are they just self-interested?
Well, Washington, of course, is aware. But the issue is, what is Washington going to do in terms of cooperation with its European partners? Because China is trying to divide Europe from the United States. And so this is very difficult for Americans to navigate.
Teresa Fallon is the director of the Center for Russia, Europe, Asia Studies. Jean Le Carre is no longer with us, but then again, who could make this up? Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bachelor.